How well do you know your players? That's this week's question. Coaches, how well do you know your players off the court? I've been reading a lot about Teddy Roosevelt lately, and I came across this interesting story about how before entertaining guests at his home when he was president, Roosevelt would read up on whatever subject matter his guests seemed to be interested in. And this enabled him to become quite the conversationalist. It was just one way that Roosevelt made the people around him understand, feel like they are cared for, like they are the most important people in the room. And Roosevelt was very intentional about leading and knowing the people he was in charge of leading them well. And he knew that that meant having relationships and understanding their interests. When reading through Roosevelt's story, I started thinking back to my own playing journey as a college athlete. And I got to play at the Division I and Division II levels. And looking back, and my coaches never took the time to really ask me questions about who I was, what I was interested in. It always seemed like the most important thing was winning, getting the most out of the program, and then hopefully getting to that next big job so you can make more money, be at a bigger conference, getting more prestige. And coaches, there's nothing wrong with being driven. There's nothing wrong with moving up the career ladder. I think we all aspire to that in many ways, and it's exciting and it's great to be motivated. But I often wonder, are we missing fantastic opportunities to get to know our players and impact them and to show them that they are more than just a means to an end, to help them see that they are more than just helping you as a stepping stone in your career. In the book Culture Code, they talk about Greg Popovich's relationship with his players in the San Antonio Spurs and how he's incredibly intentional about planning team dinners and reading magazines and finding out what wine his players like and what are their interests and finding what they like to eat, and then being very intentional to find out about his players' families, their interests. And he's one of the most successful NBA coaches ever, and I think it's no surprise that his team has, over the last 20 years, incredible buy-in, incredible chemistry, because he is intentional about making connections with his players so that they know that he cares for them more than just as basketball players, but as men. And so, coaches, that's your challenge this week. How well do you know your players? Where are you being intentional to create opportunities and situations where you're gonna get to build into them and understand and know them better, simply beyond the sport they play? That was Culture Builders 174. Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Twitter at Coach Soudan, and also in my email, ssoudan@briarcrest.ca, or reach out to us if you're interested in mentorship at thriveonchallenge.com.